twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time, direct from Hollywood. Tonight, a radio production of Universal International scintillating comedy, It Started with Eve, starring Van Heflin and Audrey Totter. And here is your Saturday evening host, Herbert Marshall.
Good evening. One of the brightest and gayest comedies of recent years brings to our stage two of Hollywood's finest young stars. Appearing as Ann Terry is Audrey Totter, currently starring in The Lady in the Lake. And as Johnny Reynolds, the star whose name is magic to the young ladies of all ages, Van Heflin. Our story, It Started with Eve.
Now, Act One of It Started with Eve, starring Van Heflin and Audrey Totter, with John McIntyre as old Jonathan Reynolds.
There are those who say that old Jonathan Reynolds was never considerate of anyone else in his life. And that's how he became one of the richest men in America. But probably the most inconsiderate thing old Jonathan ever did was decide to die just when his son Johnny was arriving home from a trip to Mexico. Arriving with a girl he'd met there and was now engaged to marry. It meant for Johnny quick explanations to his fiancée and to her mother.
I'm afraid that you and your mother will have to go into Albany alone. I just phoned and talked to the doctor. He said that Dad probably won't last the night.
Oh, poor Johnny. That means you'll have the responsibility of all those millions he made in oil. Well, don't worry, darling. Gloria will help you, and Mother, too. Won't we, Mother?
We'll try, dear. We'll try.
Yes, well, thanks. Well, look, you go ahead to Albany on the 4 o'clock train, and I have to be getting back to Dad right away now. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Johnny!
What?
You didn't kiss me.
Oh, no, I didn't, did I? Well, there, darling. Goodbye now.
Jonathan?
What? Oh, yeah, Mother, I'm sorry. Goodbye, Mother. Dear. Dr. Harvey, Doctor, how is he? Am I too late?
Not quite. He made up his mind not to die until he saw you. And you know your father when he makes up his mind. Come on, we go right in.
Hello, Dad. Dad, it's me. It's Johnny.
You made it, son. I'm glad. Now, tell me about her.
Her?
Girl you're going to marry.
Oh, Gloria. Well, she's wonderful, Dad. I met her in Mexico.
Is she beautiful?
Oh, yes, Dad. Gloria, she's lovely. You'd be crazy about her.
Fine. I want to see her.
Huh?
Bring her here. My last request.
Oh, but, Dad, I don't
hurry,
see...
Hurry, son. Bring her here.
Don't argue with him, Johnny. He's very low. Go get her.
10 to 4. 4 o'clock train.
Hurry, son.
Yes, hurry.
Well, Dad, look, I'll be back. You hold on. I promise you, I'll be back with the loveliest girl in the world.
Gosh, Ann, do you really have to go?
I'm sorry, Jackie, but I've decided.
Oh, gee.
Better get aboard, miss. These here your bags?
Yes, the little yellow one, the brown one, and that big black one.
Yes, ma'am, I got them.
Please change your mind, Ann, please.
No, Jackie. In this town, Ann Terry's nobody, studying her heart out for a career she'll never have. Back home in Shelbyville, she's the best pianist in the whole county. Here, she works in a check room.
Well, after all, we meet all kinds of celebrities, don't we?
Phooey.
Who knows? Your luck might change.
Yeah. 2 years in the big city, and what can I show for it? I'm going home brokered the day I arrived.
Your bag's all set, miss. All aboard.
Thanks, Porter.
Excuse me, miss. I'm terribly sorry I'm in a hurry. Porter, is this the Albany Express?
Well, that's gone 3 minutes ago.
Well, it can't be gone. He wants her.
Miss, please, get aboard.
Hey, I'm coming. Goodbye,
Jackie. Wait.
What?
You, look at me.
Oh, me?
Stand there. Chin up. Uh-huh. You got a good head? Good legs? Good. Say, you'll do.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
What? Look, miss, I'll pay you $50 to pretend for just 5 minutes that you like me.
$50? How well do I have to like you?
Well, not much. You're just engaged to me, that's all.
Oh, I see. Practically strangers.
Look, I can't explain, but it's my father. He's ill. Please, I need your help desperately.
Porter.
You're leaving.
My bags, quick. Throw them off. I'm not going.
Oh, me? A whole station full of trains and she had to pick this one.
All right, let's go in. You ready?
Okay.
Dad, here she is. Gloria, this is my father.
Hello.
Johnny, turn up the light.
Oh, yes, sir.
She's beautiful. I approve.
I'm awfully glad, Dad. And so is Gloria. Aren't you Gloria? Gloria.
Yes. Yes, I'm very glad.
I had to make sure he picked the right one. But you, just like his mother.
Now, look, Dad, you should rest now.
Make him happy, my dear. I spoiled him, but you can make up for that. Take care of him for me. Promise me?
Well, I...
Promise.
I promise.
You may go now. Bless you.
But I...
No, don't want you to feel sorry for me. I had a rich, full life. Goodbye, Gloria.
Bye.
Bye, son.
Goodbye, Dad. Thanks, miss. You've made Dad's last moments much happier.
The poor man. That poor old man.
Johnny, what? Oh, doctor... Look, you better go into him right away. I'll be right there.
Yes, but there's a Miss Pennington on the phone for you. You can take it right here.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me, please, just a minute. Hello?
Hello, Johnny, darling. Is he gone yet? Is everything all right?
Oh, yes. No, I mean, no. Gloria, didn't you take the train?
No, Mother thought that under the circumstances, I ought to see your father before... Well, that is impossible.
Oh, no. I mean, it's too late. He can't see any more of my fiancées.
What?
Well, I mean, he can't see anybody.
Johnny, what's wrong with you? Yes, Johnny, what's wrong with you?
Mother, get off that extension phone.
Johnny, I want to know...
Darling, look, I can't explain now.
But Johnny...
I'll call you later. That was Gloria, the real girl. She's a fine girl, beautiful, intelligent, determined. Yeah, and she has a mother.
How remarkable. Well, I'll be going.
Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, wait a minute. I promised you $50.
Do you really think I'd take money for that?
Well, but I ruined your trip. I made you miss your train.
I'll take the 10 o'clock tomorrow instead. And I'm more than repaid by having met a real gentleman.
Oh, well, thanks. That's very nice of you.
I was talking about your father.
Oh.
Goodbye, Mr. Jonathan Reynolds, Jr. I hope you and Gloria and her mother will be very happy.
Johnny, wake up.
Oh, Dr. Harvey. Hey, it's morning.
Yes, you slept here all night outside his door. Good boy.
Well, what happened? I...
Come on. We go and see.
Shh, quiet. Yeah, I know. Shh.
What the devil are you two shushing for?
Well, Dad, I
want my breakfast.
Jonathan.
2-inch beefsteak, 5 eggs, and a cigar.
But, Dad, you're sick.
I was sick. Ever since I saw that fiancée of yours, I'm fine.
Well, fine? Well, you can't be fine.
Jonathan. Where is she? I wanted to have breakfast with her.
Well, she's at the hotel.
Well, did you get her?
But, Dad, how am I going to...
You get her.
Now, look here, Johnny, this is serious. Your father is much improved this morning, that's obvious, but any undue excitement could cause a setback. You've got to get that girl here.
Well, I can't...
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What time is it?
20:10.
The 10 o'clock train. Oh, with luck, I can just make it.
These are your same bags, miss?
Yes, Porter.
Then you'd better get aboard. Oh,
gosh, Annie, it must have been swell. Engaged to a rich young fellow like that. Even if for just pretend.
Well, it wasn't swell.
I used to go with an engaged fellow once. Only he turned out to be fickle. He married his fiancée.
All aboard, miss. Please, the train's leaving.
I'm coming, Porter. Goodbye, Jackie. I want you to...
Oh, look, coming down the runway. This is where I came in.
Oh,
miss,
no.
Wait. Don't get on that train.
I have to. It's leaving.
But you can't. Look, he's better, but he's still in danger, and he needs you. Please, just once more. I'll do anything.
How about just letting me go to Shelbyville?
Look.
Miss, I got to close the
You said
door.
That you liked him, and he needs you desperately. Please, just for a day or two.
Porter, I'm not going. My bag.
Oh, me? I declare, miss, you is the untravelingest traveler I ain't never traveled with.
Johnny.
Yes, Doctor, I caught her at the station just in time. We'll go right in.
Oh, I don't understand. Just 5 minutes ago, a girl who said she was Miss Pennington called from the hotel. I told her your father was asking for her. And now you come in here with...
I know. It's confusing. I'm confused, too, but I'll explain later. Meanwhile, if Gloria arrives, will you just keep her out here until I can talk to her? All right. Come on, miss.
Well, there you are. It took long enough. Young woman, come over here.
Yes, sir.
You too, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Gloria, you're practically a member of the family, so it's time you were in on the family secrets. This particular secret's worth about $300,000.
Well, Dad, I don't think now is the
Ever
time...
Ever hear of the Reynolds Diamond Cluster, my dear?
Oh, yes, I read in a Johnny told me all about it.
Well, I've been handed down from generation to generation, tradition of the family.
But, Dad, I think...
Here, Gloria, take this leather case.
Dad, please, do you think... Gloria have the surprise after the wedding?
But why not now?
Well, I just don't
Open
think now...
Open the case, Gloria.
Beautiful. So beautiful. Oh.
Well, Johnny, what are you waiting for? Put it around her neck.
With that dress?
Certainly with that dress.
I'm waiting, Johnny.
Well, all right. There.
Well, is that all?
She gets more?
Kiss her, you young fool. You love her, don't you? What kind of a fiancé are you? Kiss her.
All right, I will. Come here, darling.
I'm here.
Johnny, it's early in the morning. Johnny.
But I tell you, he does want to see us. Johnny.
Oh, no.
The Reynolds Cluster.
Johnny, I tried to stop them.
What, may I ask, is the meaning of this intrusion?
I'll tell you the meaning. In fact...
No, I'll tell him. Father, look, these ladies are very good friends of mine. Yeah, that's right. I met them on the boat coming out from Kansas.
Kansas?
Oh, I mean Mexico. Yeah, that's in Mexico. This is Miss Smith and this is Mrs. Smith. Naturally.
How do you do?
I'm not sure yet. Johnny?
Oh, and this is Miss Pennington, Miss Gloria Pennington, Mrs. Smith and Miss Smith, Abigail Smith.
Mm, so sweet of you to remember my first name, too, Johnny.
Yeah.
And may I say, Miss Pennington looks lovely wearing the Reynolds Cluster.
Thank you, Abigail. May I call you Abigail?
Oh, please do.
Now, look here, Johnny.
Oh,
Reynolds.
Mrs. Smith is a wonderful woman, Dad. She's a real philosopher. She knows that things aren't always what they seem in this world, and that something that may seem all wrong can be straightened out perfectly in a few days if everybody just keeps their keeps quiet for a while. And her daughter's like that, too, so understanding and... aren't you Abigail?
Why, yes, of course.
course, Johnny.
Yes, indeed. You're both philosophers enough to know that something can look permanent and definite and not be that way at all, can't it, Mrs. Smith?
Why, yes, I suppose it can. As long as there's no future in it.
No.
Look, if this is a game, tell me the rules and I'll play too. Johnny, Gloria, we've got a real surprise for you children. You know I'm a man of action. Doctor, let him in.
Well, good morning, everybody.
The bishop. Bishop Oliver, oh no.
Is this the bride-to-be? Yes, yes, lovely, lovely. Jonathan, I have good news for you. I checked my books, and the cathedral is free for the 17th. That's 3 days from now. It will be the loveliest wedding of the season.
Oh!
Mother! Dr. Harvey, don't look now, but you've got yourself another patient. A philosopher just fainted.
To It Started With Eve, starring Van Heflin and Audrey Totter, with John McIntyre as Jonathan Reynolds. Music is composed and conducted by Johnny Green. We continue with It Started With Eve, starring Audrey Totter as Anne and Van Heflin as Johnny. Van Heflin appears by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Story Behind the Atom Bomb, The Beginning or the End, starring Brian Donlevy and Robert Walker. Now your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Almost anyone will agree that the happiest time of a man's life is when he's engaged. But it usually helps to have only one fiancée. Johnny Reynolds at the moment has two, Gloria Pennington and Anne Terry, who has been making Johnny's father believe she's Gloria. To tell the truth, Anne is not very happy about the situation, no more is Johnny. And as for Gloria...
I tell you, Johnny, it's an ultimatum. Either you tell your father the truth at once...
Or I do.
Thank you, Mother.
Well, look, I'm doing all I can. You see, he likes Anne, and he found out that she's a concert pianist and that she wants to meet important people in the music world. So he's giving her this big party for Saturday night. Now, when that is over...
A party? So the whole town will meet her as your fiancée using my name. No, Johnny. You've got to get rid of that girl today, and that is definite.
Not only that, it's final.
Busy now. Got to practice for the party.
Oh, but Anne, it's him. He's here.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
You remember Jackie at the station.
Oh, yes. Of course. Hi.
Hi. Well, that is... I was just going... Oh, my shoes. So long.
Won't you sit down?
Thanks. Miss Terry, I came to ask you if, Well, look, we don't need to deceive my father any longer. He's fine now, and so here's a check, and I hope it'll cover everything.
Look, couldn't we go on as we are until after Saturday? The party will... Well, I'm terribly anxious to have those people hear me play. Your father even said Tchaikovsky might come.
Anne, please, let's be practical. I can get people to hear you play. I'll give you letters.
Oh, no, that's not the same. Oh, Johnny, you don't know what it means to have had a single dream all your life. A dream that's just on the verge of coming true, and then... Oh, never mind. You couldn't understand.
Maybe I could, Anne. Maybe I do.
No, it's crazy anyhow. I'll go on back to Shelbyville. Tell your Gloria she needn't worry. I won't come to the party Saturday night or any night from now on.
Anne, please listen
to me. Oh, shut up and get out of here. If you had to be born dumb, why couldn't you have been born poor to go with it?
Ah, it's a fine party, Jonathan. Magnificent. Everybody here, everybody having a wonderful time.
Everyone isn't here, and you know it. Where's Gloria?
Jonathan, I guess I can't put off telling you any longer.
You see, the girl you think is Gloria...
isn't Gloria at all.
You know?
Why, of course I know. Known for days. You think I'm a fool? Kept my mouth shut to keep her here and wait for that son of mine to show some sense. Fine girl, Anne. That's her real name, Anne. I found out. Where is she?
She won't be here, Jonathan.
What?
She phoned. She's leaving town at midnight tonight. She won't be here.
She won't, huh? You want to bet?
Jonathan! Jonathan Reynolds, come back here!
And I tell you, it's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. You love the guy, so you run away.
I don't love him. I never want to see him again. Hand me that skirt.
Come in. Hey.
Hello.
Mr. Reynolds.
I was just leaving. So long.
Mr. Reynolds, how did you know where to...
The chauffeur. He brought Johnny here. Well, mayn't I sit down?
Of course.
So you were going away without even saying goodbye, hmm?
Yes.
Well, that isn't a very good way for old friends to part. And we were old friends.
They'll be missing you at the party.
I'm terribly fond of you, Anne. You know that. Only I'm disappointed in you.
Please, don't talk about it.
I picked you for a fighter. I was wrong. You're not.
Who says I'm not?
I do. A real fighter won't run out when things get tough. Especially if she loves the guy.
How did you know?
I've been sick, my dear, not blind.
Well, even if it is true, he loves Gloria.
You want to bet? You want to help me put it to the test, the acid test?
Do I? But how?
Well, don't ask questions. Just put on your prettiest dress and come with me. And I hope you love fireworks, honey, because you're sure going to see them now.
I don't know, Johnny. Your father just
Dad, there you are. Look, we've been looking for you. Anne.
Hello, Johnny.
Johnny, what's that girl doing here?
Dad, I want to talk to you.
Now, don't bother me. I've got an announcement to make. You, conductor, stop the music. Very important announcement.
But, Dad, an announcement is what I want to talk to you about.
Shut up. Listen, everybody. I want first to introduce to you all Miss Anne Terry. Fine girl, fine name. Only 5 minutes ago, she made me the happiest man in the world. She has consented to change her name to mine.
Dad, I want to talk to you in the library. Anne to Anne.
Well, I should hope so.
Well, I should hope you should hope so.
All right, everybody, go on with the party. Thompson, serve the champagne. In here, ladies. Johnny, what's on your mind?
You know very well what's on my mind, and I won't stand for it.
Easy now. Easy, son. My heart.
To heck with your heart. You're as healthy as I am.
Healthier.
Who let you in on this?
You shut up, Gloria.
Johnny!
Now, listen, Dad. You've had everything you've ever wanted in life because you've always had the money to buy it with. Well, this is one thing that you can't buy.
Who says I
can't? I say it. Now, she's one girl in a million, Anne is. She's got character. She doesn't love you. If she's doing this, it's just for one reason. She's sorry for you. Anne, tell him. Tell him that you don't love him.
I can't, Johnny. I'm very fond of your father.
Well, then, look, it's just an infatuation, Anne. Lots of girls your age are attracted to older men. I've fallen for older women, too. Look at Gloria, for instance.
Johnny!
Now, you keep out of this. Dad, listen, I'm warning you to drop this whole thing, or I'll fight you from now on out.
You better be careful, young man. If you go too far, I might disinherit you.
All right, go ahead. Disinherit me. See if I care.
All right, you're disinherited. Now, what do you think of that?
I think it's great. I'm tired of having you run my life for me, you and a bunch of fortune-hunting women with mothers.
Johnny, you don't know what you're saying. Apologize to your father.
I'll do nothing of the kind. What I ought to do is punch him in the nose.
Mother, it's quite obvious you've made a great mistake. We couldn't be happy married to a hot-headed, impulsive fool.
We certainly couldn't. Disinherited. Come, Gloria, baby.
Goodbye, Johnny. And don't bother to write.
Johnny, your fiancé, dear sweet Gloria, you're just letting her go.
Now, don't change the subject. If you still insist on marrying Anne Terry,
Who said anything about marrying her? I said she'd changed her name to mine, that's all. She has no parents, so I'm adopting her.
I don't care. Adopting? You mean... Anne, where is she?
She ducked out.
Well, where'd she go?
Well, it seems there's a midnight train to Shelbyville. She's still bent on going there. Unless, of course, somebody who wants to be more than a father to her can stop her.
Look, explain it to me again. Why, Annie? If the old man will really adopt
That's
you...
That's not what I want, Jackie.
Miss, please.
Well, what do you want? No. No, don't answer. I see what you want now, running down the ramp. It keeps happening like in a dream.
What?
Anne,
oh, Jackie.
Anne, don't go. Don't get on that train.
Please, miss, not again.
Johnny, your father, he's all right. His heart.
Never mind about his heart. Just start worrying about mine. Anne, look, I've been an awful fool, but I'll spend the rest of our lives trying to make it up to you. Look, darling, I happen to be in love with you.
Oh, Johnny, darling. Have Porter my bags. I'm not going. Oh, Johnny.
Oh, miss. Next time you ain't going nowhere, would you just as soon take a plane?
Thank you, Van Heften and Audrey Totter, for your sparkling performances in It Started With Eve. I'll be back in a moment to tell you of next week's stars and story, but first, a word from Wendell Niles.
It Started With Eve was presented by Frigidaire through the courtesy of Universal International Studios. We'll soon release Walter Wanger's smash-up, The Story of a Woman. Audrey Totter is currently starring in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's new murder mystery, Lady in the Lake, with Robert Montgomery and Lloyd Nolan. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer. Now here again is our Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Next week, one of the outstanding thrill stories of all time. My Name is Julia Ross, starring Ann Todd and Dame Mae Whitty. I'll be there too, and I promise you a drama of rare and unusual quality. The story that could happen to you, but you'll hope to your dying day that it never will.
Remember next Saturday at this time when Frigidaire will present the thrill-packed drama My Name is Julia Ross, starring Ann Todd, Dame Mae Whitty, and your Saturday evening host...
As ever, Herbert Marshall. Good night.
Hollywood Star Time was directed by Jack Johnstone. The script was written by True Boardman. This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.